Welcome to Entrepreneur Eats, a conversation about business and community with a side of eats. My name is Deanna Smith, and I'm your host. Hi, welcome to Entrepreneur Eats. I'm Deanna Smith. I'm your host for today, and I am sitting here with Michelle, and she is the founder of
the Miss Escondido Pageant and Enrichment Program for young women in our area.
How did you become are you founder, CEO?
So I'm the president of the nonprofit organization, and it started out, I did pageants a long time ago, but none of my daughters wanted to do it. And then one day, daughter number three said, "Can I run for pageant?" And that was like the big hole because we dove in feet first. So in 2019, she won Miss Escondido, and her directors came to us about halfway through a year and said, "We don't want to do this anymore. Would you be willing to take it over?" And they really wanted me to teach Cindy so someday she could take it over. Mm-hmm. And so we did the first pageant. It was hard. It was a lot of work. We didn't know what we were doing. And after doing that, we thought we need to turn this into something bigger and better. And so we created the nonprofit organization that helps young women. We teach them all the skills needed in the business world. And at the end of all that, lessons become, they get to run for the pageant.
So you've been doing this on your own for how many years?
This is our fourth year.
And jumping in feet first, as you say, who's your team and how did you build your team to get you going?
So the team really started out with just being Cindy and her, you know, court. And then my oldest daughter came in and helped, like, just in behind, behind the scenes. And then at the pageant, she actually handles the judges. So she's in charge of keeping the judges where they're supposed to be, keeping them on time, making sure score sheets get to the person who needs to total them all up. But and then it was just like, it was just us that first year, just jumping in and doing, like, I called friends who had known who were past pageant directors from me. And I said, "What do I do?" And they sent me lists, and we just checked off the lists as we went along. And we had our first court, and it was just amazing.
Wow. So the community really came together and guided you and put effort into it with you.
It's a sisterhood. Pageants are a sisterhood. When you hold a title for life, and they're all your sisters. Directors are all close. We're not competitive. We're there to help each other. And then last year, we actually brought on the Miss Rancho Bernardo pageant under our umbrella. Different directorship, not running that. For the nonprofit, so that we could support even more girls in the community and outside of our community.
So not only did you start this, you're growing.
We're growing. This year will be our first year. We're adding a Ms. category, 24 and up. So all the way is whoever wants to do it. So, and then we are actually considering doing a greater, like, North County pageant also to include, like, all of the areas and maybe send them off to Miss California.
Wouldn't that be something?
Miss California was an experience. I got to go once and it was fun.
So tell me a little bit about how your pageants are run and the enrichment part of it and how you have created a system that is separate or different than other pageants.
So when I decided to take over the pageant, I didn't want to just have a, quote, beauty pageant. I wanted to create a program where every young woman who went through our program walked away with skills. So I started calling in friends and people I knew. And so we bring in guest speakers. We bring in people. This Sunday, we are bringing in professional models. She models all over the world. She's coming in to give her time to the girls, and she'll teach them how to walk. She'll teach them how to pose for the camera, how to put on a stage presence, like just how to feel comfortable in your own body, which is really important. And 2 weeks after that, we have a professional speaker coming in to teach the girls how to speak and how to put together a speech, how to present it, and then how to present it on stage. And so we also have, we teach the girls self-defense because that's really important. A big skill that we teach is resume writing. We spend several weeks on that, and interviewing skills. So we'll even have other people come in and we'll set up panels and give them practice on interviewing, and all the interviews go on their resume. So it's a good way for people, because interviewing is a hard skill and it's scary. So by doing it over and over again, they get really comfortable with it.
In all of the training and they're practicing their skills and honing their skills when they're out doing a ribbon cutting, and they're honing their skills when they're representing, do they represent the city, the chamber, Miss Escondido? What happens when they're out in public?
So we like to tell the girls that they're ambassadors to the city and to the chamber, and that everything they do reflects back on the city and the chamber. Also, like when we are at big festivals like Grape Day Festival, the, you know, downtown, at, you know, festivals, the big thing is to interact in the community and show the people what an amazing community is and what services. A lot of the girls, we encourage them to go out and do Consuela City Council. She has cleanup Saturdays, and our girls will show up to cleanup Saturdays. So we just did the big Love Escondido, and we all signed up for different things. I was there the whole day, but the girls signed up for different activities. I didn't say, oh, you could only do this. If you don't want to be the opening, then come back and serve. So I actually served with one of the princesses cleaning the train depot. We washed windows. So that's what they do. They serve the community, they serve the members of the community, they help clean the community. And when we're at ribbon cutting and stuff, it's just interacting and being a good ambassador.
Wow, this is amazing. So your enrichment program is getting them ready for life with teaching them life skills.
Life skills and how to either be in the corporate world, or if they want to start their own business, we're there to support them and show them how to do that. We teach them networking. We take them around the community. Even as contestants, we try to give them the opportunity to then network.
And what ages are the girls?
We started out with just teens and Miss. Our second year, we decided to add a junior Miss category. So now we have three categories. We have junior Miss, which is 9 to 12. Teen, which is 13 to 16. And then we have the Miss category, which is 17 and up. There's a little bit of like crossover in some of the ages. If we have like girls who are like right near their birthday or whatever, sometimes we'll jump them up a category just because it's easier for them and better for them.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me or give me an example of one of the girls that came in and was just like a wallflower and was interested but so shy, and how she grew and what did that look like for you?
So our first year, we had a young lady, Hanya. Absolutely beautiful girl, but she was very shy, really quiet, smart. I'm pretty sure she was a rising star, getting ready to go to college, but she was just really quiet, just real kind of, we would go to events and stuff, and she'd hang back and hide between the other girls, didn't have a lot to say. And then kind of towards the end of the year, she decided that she was going to run again. And we had a ribbon cutting. It was a bigger event, a lot of people there, and nobody else could come. And it was just her and I. And I said, you got to take it on because there's nobody to hide behind. And I honestly have never seen anybody step out of their shell so fast. And just, I mean, she was stunning. She was well-spoken. She was talking to everyone. She was networking. And when we got all done, I took her to coffee and I said, that's the girl that needs to come out next year in the pageant and you'll win. And she took that to heart and she practiced really hard. She spent a lot of time in the community during her whole, during the practices. She worked really hard and she won. She was just, and she was the most amazing queen. She was at every event that she could be at. She was well-spoken. She was, you know, keeping the girls in line, helping them, teaching them. So she's actually coming back this year as our assistant director.
What a great story. So she came from just a situation where she was just so shy to becoming an actual leader.
And she's first generation American. Her mom immigrated and became a citizen, and she was born here. First language is Spanish, so she didn't really speak English until she was like older in school. But she's a student at UCSD. She works at the Boys and Girls Club, and she loves to help in her community.
You are just creating these amazing people that are giving me hope for our next generation.
Giving me hope for our next generation.
Giving us all hope. You definitely recognized your calling because I was at one of the events, and they're a lot to handle. And the way you speak with them and to them and guide them is an extraordinary talent. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I like to be an example to them. I try to be not necessarily exactly their friend, but I'm on the friend level, but I'm a mentor, I think is the best word for it. So I try to mentor the girls and show them how to be out in the world, how to, you know, behave, because it's hard when you're 9 or 10 or 11. You don't know what to expect, but we try to teach them that it's great to have fun, it's great to be a kid, but when you're holy, when you have your crown and sash on, there's an expectation of a certain behavior, and there's an expectation for you to be in the community, serve your community, be well spoken. It's okay to laugh and have fun and take good pictures, but
have you ever come across a situation where you just try and try and try, and this young lady is just not understanding what you're trying to help her with?
We do come across that at times, and we try to sit down and we try to talk to them. I mean, not every girl is going to want to follow our example, and some people are going to go their own way. And even though we try and we try and we try and we try to teach them, you know, the skills that they need, they're still not going to do it. So we just try to keep them in line. And I just feel like all I can do is be the best example I can and try to teach them the best I can. But at the end of the day, it's each person's responsibility to take on what I'm trying to teach.
And even though you might have those type of people that come through your organization, when they're exposed to positive energy and the things that you do, on some level, it sticks with them. And whether they go through your program and they finish, whatever they experience with you, I believe, is going to stick with them no matter what. And someday they're going to remember a skill, or they're going to remember a mannerism, and they're going to implement it, and they'll probably think of you and say, hey, I remember this, and Michelle was awesome. And there's always something to take away.
That's the hope. That's the hope, that they understand that everything that we're doing is really for them, for their future. I totally know that pageants and being in pageants and holding a title made me the person I am today. Made it where I could go out in the community and speak about almost anything. And I've given speeches on, you know, moments notice. Hey, can you give a talk on this? And I can put together a good speech and talk to people about anything given 15 or 20 minutes to prepare. And that's a skill that not many people have. And so I hope that I can pass that on to even 1 in 10, because I think it's important.
Yeah, I think you're doing that. It's probably more than one in 10 for you. So what's coming up next? So
our pageant is coming up on May 2nd. We are bringing in girls ages 9 to 23. We've been having practices, like I said, this week. We have every Sunday from 3 to 5 at the Chamber Building, we have practices. All the girls are welcome. And this week we have a model coming in named Alex Follis. She was in the pageant with my daughter years ago, broke out, and now she's, you know, a high-paid model and does a great job. So she's going to come in and work with the girls and teach the girls. And then after she's done, we'll split off again. And we spend every week working on showing them how to speak into a microphone, how to walk the stage, how to be present and be your best self, because that's the most important skill, being your absolute most authentic and best self.
If we wanted to go to the pageant, or we wanted to be a judge, or we wanted just to support you, where do I find information about the Escondido pageant?
Well, there's two ways. We do have MissEscondido.com, which has a link. Anyone can email me from there. There's also a link on there to buy tickets or support the pageant in any way. We do have a full panel of judges this year, some really amazing ones. We actually have a judge coming from Alaska to judge our girls this year. So I'm excited about that. We also have Miss Escondido 1971 coming to judge. So our pageant is at the Grand Ritz, 301 East Grand Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's 5 to 7 on Sunday, May 4th. Doors will open at 4:30. Tickets are available there, but if you buy them in advance, and you can on the website, they're $20. At the door, they're $25. Any contestants that want to come in can just come to the meeting or email me at missescondidopageant@gmail.com, or just go to missescondido.com and shoot me an email.
I hope you get lots of exposure and lots of support.
I'm excited. We have a great group of girls this year. We could use a few more, but I'm excited for them.
We are too. I'm very excited for you to be here, and thank you for telling us all about your program. Is there anything else you would like to talk about as far as the pageant, your experience, any of the particular girls? What are they doing now, the Miss Escondidos of your past?
So our past Miss Escondido, our very first, is actually a student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and she is graduating this year and then starting her master's program. If you would like to hear how the program affected her, you can go on our Instagram page, Miss Escondido, and she actually is speaking on there. Our Miss Teen, our first year, is the head cheerleading coach at her high school and works at a local Starbucks and is working on, I believe, getting her teaching credential. Our second Miss Escondido is now our, she's at UCSD in pre-med or psychology. She's kind of in between, couldn't decide. And she also works at the Boys and Girls Club and is coming back as our assistant director. Let's see, Miss Teen is actually coming back to run for Miss Escondido this year. And so is our junior Miss from our very first year. She's coming back to run for Miss Teen. So our girls are coming back, which is really exciting that they want to come back and continue. Let's see. All of our girls are doing lots of different things. Our princesses have moved on, done other pageants, won other pageants. A few of them have come back and won our pageant. So just a lot to do. It's really fun. It's fun to see them grow up. Cindy's princess just got married. I know. So it's fun to watch them grow up. I always tell the girls, when you get married, I better be invited to the wedding.
I know you're really busy with all the girls. Do you have any plans to have an enrichment program for young men?
That is actually in the plan right now. I've been working with getting a location. I do want to have an enrichment program for young men because I think a lot of this does transfer over the speaking, the interviewing skills, the interviewing, the resume writing, and even the like networking and being in the community and learning community service. So there's been a lot of requests for a Mr. Escondido or somehow doing an enrichment program. So that's really in the early planning stages, but I now have a nonprofit, so there's a whole board. So the board is working together and we're just looking for male mentor who could come in and like kind of side by side. So it is nice for the girls that they have us mentoring because we're women. It would be nice to have a man come in and want to like mentor the young men.
Mm-hmm. Or a panel of men.
Or a panel of men.
That would be wonderful. That sounds like a lot of great things coming to Escondido, and thank you for everything that you do because it makes a difference, and you are creating our youngsters to be good grown adults and make a difference in our future.
We're trying to make well-rounded adults.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Thank you. It's fun.
I know that you and I have spoken about the Grape Day Parade coming back, the big comeback of Grape Day Parade with the big emphasis on agriculture. And I am really happy and excited that you'll be involved in the Grape Day Parade, supporting the King and Queen of Grape Day. And also the Mother Nature of Grape Day, all on one float.
I want people to recognize the history of Escondido. And Miss Escondido came about by the Miss Grape Day, I think 1939, actually. We're trying to really get the records. So I think it's important that when you talk about the foundations of the community, there are people representing it, that there's been princesses, that there's been princes over the years. And the community is so I live in the agricultural valley, and we've grown stuff. We've had a Christmas tree farm. We've grown fruit. We've raised chickens. This is actually who we are. The beauty queen thing is on the side. And so I'm excited to see agriculture be really the focus of the parade, because that's our history here.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to be a part of that.
I'm excited too.
Thank you so much for being a guest, and can't wait to see what comes next.
Well, thank you for having me.